China to squeeze Taiwan just short of war, despite chorus of international alarm, analysts. Beijing's expansionism against Taiwan faces mounting global pushback, yet experts warn the regime will defy the pressure and relentlessly squeeze the island just short of war. The UK, France, and Germany expressed concern about Chinese activity in waters east of Taiwan on June 24. Chinese actions threaten regional stability and the freedom of navigation and safety of international shipping, according to a joint statement issued by the British Office Taipei, the French Office in Taipei, and the German Institute Taipei. The American Institute in Taiwan, the de facto U.S. embassy in Taipei, said the same day that China had seriously undermined regional stability, according to a press release from Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The United States rejects any Chinese claim to interfere with freedom of navigation and overflight and urges China to cease its military, diplomatic, and economic pressure against Taiwan, AID said. The responses from the four countries followed Chinese provocations on June 6, when Beijing dispatched several government ships in an attempt to breach Taiwan's restricted waters. The Chinese regime claimed the move was a protest against efforts by Japan and the Philippines to delimit overlapping exclusive economic zones off Taiwan's east coast, but analysts view it as a tactic to build toward a full naval blockade of Taiwan. Since May, China has intensified its gray zone operations, provocative actions designed to intimidate an opponent while remaining below the threshold of warfare, by sending Coast Guard vessels and research ships into waters around Taiwan. Taiwan is a self-governed democracy that the Chinese Communist Party has never controlled, but has vowed to annex by force. Rising stakes. Frank Tian Xia, the John M. Olin Palmetto Chair Professor in Business and Marketing at the University of South Carolina, Aiken and recognized as an expert on Chinese business, society, and economy, said Western governments have long voiced concern over Beijing's aggression, but issuing such warnings by four governments was rare. This shows these nations are increasingly attuned to the CCP's growing military threat against Taiwan, Xia told the Epoch Times. Stepped up People's Liberation Army patrols around the Taiwan Strait could have serious repercussions for Indo-Pacific security. Lin Tinghui, former Deputy Secretary General at the Taiwan Society of International Law, said all four are NATO core members and their remarks signal the alliance has sharpened its focus on defending the first island chain, which runs from Japan through Taiwan to the Philippines and is widely seen as a strategic buffer against China's Pacific reach. These nations are not just defending Taiwan's freedom of navigation, but also expressing concern for Japan and the Philippines, Lin told the Epoch Times. Beijing's maritime assertiveness has become a global issue, not merely a Taiwan-China dispute, Lin said, bolstering Taiwan's deterrence. Lin said Washington's June decision to rename the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command back to U.S. Pacific Command reflects a bid to concentrate resources on China, with a stronger U.S. naval presence around Taiwan expected in the months ahead. Surveillance, detection, and reconnaissance operations would all be part of that picture, Lin said. U.S. Coast Guard cutters, government ships, and warships could deploy frequently off Taiwan's eastern coast, demonstrating resolve to defend Taipei. Lin said Washington could also supply advanced C4 ISR networks, which integrate command, control, communications, computers, intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance in future arms packages to help the island fend off Chinese coercion. These shipments could accelerate in both timeline and scope, given Beijing's aggressive behavior, Lin said. The total value could grow well beyond the $14 billion currently under discussion, with greater emphasis on maritime capabilities. Despite speculation that President Donald Trump's May visit to China prompted the delay in arms sales to Taiwan, Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Michael Desombre confirmed at a House Foreign Affairs Committee subcommittee hearing on June 25 that the sales do not hinge on talks with Beijing. Beyond the United States, the UK, Germany, and France could also dispatch naval forces east of Taiwan to serve as a credible deterrent against the regime, Lin said. Coercive maneuvers. Lin said the CCP will wage a relentless campaign of maritime harassment to cement its claim of effective jurisdiction over Taiwan. China will go beyond mere maritime patrols, escalating to the intimidation and even expulsion of civilian vessels, he said. CCP officials will leverage these disruptive operations to prove their political loyalty, aiming to secure key appointments at the upcoming 21st Party Congress. China's 21st Party Congress is a leadership conclave scheduled for late 2027, at which top personnel decisions are expected. Lin said these maritime tactics will inevitably trigger standoffs affecting not just Taiwan, but neighboring nations such as Japan and the Philippines. For example, as Japan Coast Guard vessels step in to shield domestic fishing boats from Chinese harassment, the opposing fleets could easily find themselves locked in tense encounters, he said. But China will seek to avoid war because its objective is to demonstrate effective jurisdiction rather than spark a military conflict. Xia said that even as global scrutiny over Beijing's territorial ambitions mounts, the drive to absorb Taiwan means the regime will increasingly blur the line between peace and conflict by weaponizing civilian and maritime domains. China will likely unleash unrestricted warfare against Taiwan, rather than relying on conventional artillery strikes or amphibious beach landings, Xia said. Unrestricted warfare is a doctrine central to the CCP's geostrategic thinking, in which war is treated as broad and flexible, extending well beyond conventional military action. Xia cautioned that with global attention fixed on conflicts elsewhere, Beijing could seize the opportunity to escalate its coercive maneuvers against Taiwan short of armed conflict. The CCP is very likely to step up gray zone operations against Taiwan, and the Taiwanese public must remain on high alert, he said.